I'm joined now in the studio by Kate Lochte, and we're joined on the phone with Renee LaFleur here to tell us about the 15th Annual Civil Rights Conference next week at University of Tennessee at Martin. Renee, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Renee, you are a professor of history at the University of Tennessee at Martin, and this 15th Annual Civil Rights Conference coming up next week, I know it's going to be warm and sunny by then, is focusing on LBJ and the Great Society at 50. We want to talk about that, but do a quick weather update from beautiful downtown Martin.
Well, the snow is coming down pretty heavy right now, which we're grateful for because most of last night and this morning we were getting sleet. So the snow is welcome instead of having the ice.
Well, that's excellent. Stay safe. And let's proceed. One of the highlights of the conference is a keynote by the director of the Lyndon B. Johnson Library. And we want to go through next Thursday, the 26th, with all of the fine minds you have on the bill for this conference.
Yeah, our theme this year is really trying to focus on Lyndon Johnson's contributions to the advancement of civil rights. And the Great Society tackled civil rights not just with the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act, which of course are very important, but also through fighting for economic equality and dealing with issues of hunger. And so our slate of speakers on Thursday include Dr. Rebecca Miller Davis, who's going to be talking about Selma and the Voting Rights Act. Dr. Lori Green will be speaking at 1 o'clock, and she has a very interesting talk. I know it's going to appeal to us West Tennesseans about hunger and race in Memphis during the 1960s, with particular attention to the influence of St. Jude Hospital with dealing with malnutrition amongst infants. And then at 2:30, we have Tammy Wade, who will be speaking on the history of Head Start. Head Start is probably the most well-known program to come out of the Great Society and the one that most of the people, especially in West Tennessee and Western Kentucky, have the most common contact with. And then at 7 p.m., we have Mark Updegrove, who is the director of the Lyndon Johnson Library and Museum, and he's going to talk about Lyndon Johnson and America's Promise. Updegrove, I think he'll be a great speaker for us. He comes from journalism, and he's very approachable, and he's written a number of books on presidents, and this most recent one is Indomitable Will, about all the contributions that Lyndon Johnson made to trying to improve America in the way that Johnson saw best.
Writing for Politico magazine, Updegrove really takes the film Selma to task for historical inaccuracy.
Yes, he does. He does. And I can't speak too much on Selma on itself, the film, because I myself haven't seen it. But it's something that historians grapple with constantly, as public portrayals in movies and on television of history oftentimes aren't entirely accurate. And Updegrove goes to the sources, and he says, no, Johnson wasn't a reluctant participant in the civil rights movement. And if you look at Johnson and you look at the phone conversations he had with King and with others, the portrayal, from what I understand of Selma, according to Updegrove, is not accurate. And I expect Updegrove to probably talk about that in his lecture at 7 o'clock on Thursday.
It's really interesting. In the article, he transcribes a conversation of 1965 between Johnson and Martin Luther King Jr., and it's just fascinating because they're talking about how King has to make an issue through boots on the ground, you know, people talking in churches, people talking in schools, at any kind of civil rights gathering, about voting rights in order for enough political will to accumulate for that to be, for Johnson to have the power to work with Congress to make that so. It's really fascinating.
Right. They're a good team. Johnson was working the legislative political side, and King was working on the ground getting public support. And it really takes both of them to get civil rights legislation passed.
So Upto Grove is really quite a star in the conference's crown. Again, we're talking about the 15th annual UT Martin Civil Rights Conference, which kicks off this coming Sunday. Tell me about the Monday evening performance by Florence Roach.
Florence Roach is an actress out of Memphis, and she's been coming to our conference for, this will be her fourth year. And she writes an original play for whatever the topic is of that year, and it's put on just for us. And this year's performance is called Before, During, and After LBJ. And she brings up a troupe of actors, and they sing and act and dance, and she gets the students involved. It's quite entertaining and informative at the same time.
Roach performed in the movie The Help. Now, I also think that our listeners would like to learn more about the dance performance at Fulton Theater in the Fine Arts Building at UT Martin.
Roots of Rhythm actually is a performance put on by the percussion students.
It's and not it dance, traces. Sorry.
Well, there is some dancing to it. They dance. It's a full comprehensive performance, and they trace the drum rhythms coming from Africa to North and South America. And it's incredibly engaging. The students who are in the percussion groups get very involved. They wear costumes. They dance. They get the audience involved in clapping and following along with the drum rhythms. It's very kid-friendly. If it's something that, you know, you want to bring your children to, this is a perfect event for that. It's interactive, and it's a lot of fun.
The other person I wanted to ask you about, one of your guests coming in, again, we're shifting back to Thursday, the full day of activities from 9:30 to 2:30, and then again at 7 p.m. on Thursday. And we're talking about Thursday the 26th. But at 11 a.m., tell me about Dr. Henry Parker, One Man's Fight for Equality.
Yeah. Henry is fascinating. He's been at the University of Tennessee, Martin, since 1990. And he teaches in the philosophy program, but he also teaches history and religious studies as well. He's a very eclectic man. And in addition to his academic studies, he also has just met a wealth of fascinating people, including he's friends with Dick Gregory, Saul Bellows. He's friends with poet John Berryman and James Wright. He worked for Jesse Jackson for a while. He met Archbishop Desmond Tutu. He's led a very interesting and full life, and he is going to talk about his lifetime and his work towards equality. He's going to be speaking at 11 o'clock on Thursday, February 26th.
Now, he sounds great. All of these speakers sound like a great opportunity for the community to dip into the world of academia in a very relevant way. Please give directions for where these programs will be.
They are all in, all the ones we've mentioned will be in Watkins Auditorium at the University Center in Martin. And it's right off of University Avenue. You can't miss it. Major parking lots. It'll be very accessible and very easy to get to. And if anybody needs specific directions, they can contact me through the UTM email service, rlafleur@utm.edu.
Renee, is there anything you'd like to add?
I would just like to invite the entire community to come to our conference. This is our 15th year, and I am particularly proud of this program. I think talking about Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society is timely for us with discussions about social safety nets, and many of the things that we are familiar with today get started under the Great Society. It's a great time to have a good conversation about it.
I agree, and I thank you for being with us today to discuss it. Dr. Renee LaFleur is a member of the history faculty at the University of Tennessee at Martin. Thanks again.
Thank you.